Okay, so yesterday, as I finished doing a few hours of work on the ministry website, etc., as I left, I was going to go home one way down one street, and I decided maybe I felt prompted. I guess that was the case. And so I went the other way, and within 5 or 10 seconds after I had taken that route back to my car here in this beautiful town in Mexico, I walked by a man who was unloading a truck. He was bringing food and beverage items into a cafe. It was early morning still. And a couple of the plastic water bottles fell to the ground, as God would have it. And I picked them up and handed them to him. And I began to minister to this man. He's a middle-aged man, maybe a little older. And he immediately lit up and started telling me how he is a born-again Christian. And that became obvious real quick. And he was pretty much set on fire at the fellowship that we were enjoying there. And I gave him, as I've been doing a lot lately, giving Christians a stack of Jesus tracts. And I don't think this guy has any left. Within 24 hours of meeting him, or a little more than 24 hours, actually, his name is Juan. And he is a born again, spirit-filled Christian. He's been texting and communicating ever since. And it's just amazing what God can do as we yield ourselves to Him. The Holy Spirit is in action through the body of Christ and Juan, this beloved brother Juan. And this is the kind of people God is blessing us to meet, so that you and I can pour into that member of the body of Christ, into the ministry of the gospel that they are actually executing in obedience to the Lord.
So we are blessed to fuel indigenous missionaries.
And so he sent me a couple of pictures so far of just a couple of the people he's been ministering to.
Actually, update here, he has sent at least four, but more like five or six pictures as a sampling. I didn't ask him to do that, by the way, of people that he is preaching the gospel to, and they're standing there holding a copy of a Jesus tract that he has given them. And so I will be meeting with Juan again in the next 2 or 3 days at the latest, and I'm going to stock him up with a large quantity of the Jesus tracts, and also encourage him to give stacks to the people that he meets who are already born again, and encourage them to do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. And so what we see transpiring here is momentum in Mission Mexico.
And he's given them the Jesus tract as he preaches to them. And it's probably a lot better that he does the ministering and we do the supplying, because he's a native Spanish speaker and he's an on-fire minister of the gospel, this brother Juan. And so he sent me a lady holding a Jesus tract up, smiling, and then a man that looks like he's dressed in construction gear of some type. And so Juan is texting me today. He said, "Brother, I've been ministering." He's talking about ministering to a lot of people, and they're asking him for a print Bible. And so what I told him at the moment, because I understand that we have some Spanish Bibles, large print is definitely desired, by the way, some Reina Valera Bibles, that's the King James equivalent. I understand that we have some on the way, and I have the address, my new address in Laredo, Texas. Anything that's sent there is going to be forwarded to me immediately. And so when you send Spanish Bibles, and I even have a place that Sister Crystal, I believe it was, shared Bibles in Bulk, I think it's biblesinbulk.com, they have a special on Santa Biblia, the Reina Valera paperback, for like $2.50 each. And of course, there'll be shipping on that, I'm assuming. And so, whatever you mail to this address, it has my name, and then it's in Laredo, Texas. If you need that address, email me at safeguardyoursoul.com, info@safeguardyoursoul.com. But I believe you'll be able to find it. on the website under the contact. Okay, so any Spanish Bibles you send are going to be sent to me here in Mexico from the Laredo address, Laredo, Texas, on the border. Okay, and your support and prayers are so vital, saints, so vital. Thank God for those that are supporting. It's a blessing. So I'm going to give Juan at least hundreds of the remaining Jesus tracts, because he's seeing people all day long in his job and ministering.
Oh, and by the way, Juan and I talked again today, and he was in another nearby city. Actually, it's about an hour away. And so he is obviously working in several different cities. And so he's like an evangelist through his job that puts him in front of people in numerous cities. What a blessing.
And the reason why I said he was Holy Ghost filled is because he has to be that on fire and moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after, not before, but after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. That's what Jesus said. We have to be baptized in the Holy Ghost to optimize for the Lord to fill us and his power to flow through us as we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, thank you for praying and supporting. Meeting our brother Juan was definitely a divine connection, 100%. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalms 37:23. So the Lord made it so easy as the bottles of water, plastic bottles, fell to the ground, two or three of them, right at my feet. And again, I picked him up and started ministering to Juan and gave him a Jesus tract. And I believe that Juan is probably more on fire now than he was previous. Apparently, he's been witnessing every day, but yet now he's got a brother to fellowship with, at least one, myself and Mark, that's two, and we'll introduce him to some of the other men of God here. And also some backing, some people that are going to say, we're going to help this guy with some Bibles, some Spanish Bibles, Reina Valera. And I believe that right there has caused him to be even more fervent and diligent about ministering our Lord's blessed gospel. In fact, yesterday he was telling me he wants me to go with him to a prison, and I guess do prison ministry, and he wants me to go there and preach, and then he'll interpret, or somebody will. Yeah, I'd love that. So, and it's not far from here, so we're looking at getting these Spanish Bibles that you guys might want to send, and I'll go with him, whatever he wants me to do. We'll Jesus track them. We will give them Bibles. It's not like America here, probably. In America, the chaplains all supply Bibles to the inmates. Here, I think you and I get the opportunity of doing that. And we're going to get the Jesus tract flooding that jail and etc. So you'll see in this post a picture of the beloved man and woman picture that Juan sent me. Sent me their pictures. And he keeps sending me more and more pictures of some of the blessed, precious people that he is ministering to daily. And I thank you so much for praying for Mission Mexico, saints. It's such a delight to be working together with the Lord and with his body, with you guys, you. Amen. We are laborers together with God. Notice we is plural, together is plural. And so we as his body are laboring together with the Lord. He's all over this. This is what he sent us to do. And in fact, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to bless everything you lay your hand to when you're doing my will, which is the Great Commission, to feed the body of Christ, to build them up, to equip them for ministry, and to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, as we close, saints, Mark 1:45 came to memory today. Jesus had healed a leper, and it says he went out, the leper, and began to publish it much. And you know, leprosy represents sin. And when Jesus cleanses us from our sin, we begin to do like this man does. He blazed abroad the matter. Don't you love that King James language? That is, he preached the gospel to others. Jesus is the gospel. And this man was healed by Jesus and began to publish it much and to blaze. The only time you see that word in the Bible, B-L-A-Z-E, and to blaze abroad the matter. He was going crazy, right? Insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Mark 1:45. So it sounds like this dude lit that city on fire, so much so that Jesus's popularity was so enormous that he couldn't even enter the city. There were so many people that would be thronging him. It's absolutely amazing. So one writer says concerning how this leper who Jesus healed began to publish it much. That would be all that he had heard and experienced of our Lord's miraculous work. And he began to blaze abroad the matter, that is, his own healing, testifying, thinking he could never speak too much nor too well of the Lord who had just mercifully and miraculously cleansed him. So this sounds like what's happening with Brother Juan, who is blazing abroad the matter of the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ, the glorious gospel of the soon coming King. And perhaps I would be neglectful not to mention that today, our new friend Clara, you've probably seen the video about Clara's cry, the single mother who received some money because you guys gave, and it made her day, it made her month, it made her year. You can look up Clara, just put in the word Clara on safeguardyoursoul.com, and I believe that message will really bless you. But she has been receiving a regular bit of food from the ministry, eggs, like 48 eggs, two trays of them, and some water and a bunch of potatoes and beans and rice, and brought it to her and her three sons. And then she got her cell phone charged for about probably a month or two, or paid, etc. I can't remember all of this stuff, but definitely many people being blessed in so many different ways as the body of Christ is pouring their prayers and support into the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can always be guaranteed that we are going to preach the gospel. We have not given anybody an iota of help, eternal help, without preaching the gospel of the glorious coming Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was crucified for the sins of the world, was buried and raised again from the dead. And he's coming back soon. Let's roll, saints. Okay, since this is a podcast, obviously, we'll have it in the print post, but I'll give you the address if you want to order some Reina Valera Spanish Bibles. You can go to Bibles in Bulk, BULK.com. The Reina Valera Bibles paperbacks are 50% off right now. You can order a case of 36 for $90. That's $2.50 each, a whole Bible. And drop ship them to me, Todd Tomasella, 220 North or N period Zapata, Z-A-P-A-T-A, Highway Suite 11, Zapata Highway Suite 11, Laredo, Texas, 78043. Oh, and please lift a prayer for the provision to pay for the shipping, because those boxes being shipped into Mexico from my Texas address are going to weigh a good amount of pounds, and so it's going to cost a bit to pay for the shipping. Thank you. God bless you, saints. Thank you for the prayers that you are lifting for the fruitfulness of this outreach. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is coming. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and
supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.